Oh, I am a woman of shame and sorrow. That's right, you know that song. We're going to play it right now because we want to give away some car washes. We got a lot going on here today. Today, I do have to limit it. We're running low on car washes. The first four calls, Jeff. That's all we can take on car washes. And of course, I'll take the positive comments about my... About my car wash, my blues singing here. I was out last night. I saw Keisha Pratt. I don't know. Gary said it's extreme blues. So here you go, folks. We're going to play it. Then we've got Gale Storm in studio. We've got Donald Ray Johnson warming up, coming down the road. Hope he makes it before the show goes off. But without further ado, you can call 229-7984. To get a free car wash so you can be cruising in a clean, clean car right here live on WCRS. I am a woman of shame and sorrow because I cruise in a dirty car and I can't cruise the Greenwood Blues cruise. In a dirty, dirty car. But my luck has changed. I won a car wash on WCRS to Frank's Car Wash. And now I can cruise the Greenwood Blues cruise in a clean, clean car. Thank you, WCRS, for the free coupon to Frank's Car Wash. You too can win a car wash. Call us at WCRS 864-229-7984 to win a deluxe car wash so you can cruise in a clean, clean car absolutely free only at WCRS 864-229-7984. Oh, that's right. We're taking calls right now, 229-7984. I know that is going to make me a hit maker. Could you bring me a small hot cup here, just a small plain, nothing in it for me there? Yes, we're talking on the radio. We're having coffee. We're getting all jazzed up because we have one of my favorite people right here in studio. She hasn't been here, I think, for a couple of years.
That's right.
She is back here. People have been going out seeing her. Last night, it was a packed house at Flynn's on Maxwell. She was at Southern Soul for lunch from 11 to 2. She'll be playing at Montague's tonight from 8 until 11, and tomorrow night at Polo's from 7 to 10. She's a busy, busy woman. Her name is... Gail Storm. How you doing, Gail?
I'm awesome. How are you, Ann?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me back. This is so exciting.
I know. And, you know, many of you have been out to the Greenwood Mall and at some point have probably seen this extraordinary woman with blonde hair sitting at a keyboard just giving it hell. Well, that was Gail Storm. I don't know if they still have it out there, Gail, but that was a pretty big honor.
That was a big honor, and I really appreciate it. And I have to mosey on over to the mall in my little free time and see if I can get another picture with myself.
Yeah,
I might look a little different now.
That's right. I mean, you know, it's all about change. That's our prerogative as women, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. You know, one of my favorite songs that you do is Wild Women.
Oh, yes.
That's a very good song, and that's an oldie but a goodie, but I like Wild Women.
You know, I haven't even played that yet. I'm going to do it tonight.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for that idea.
Okay. Wild Women. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's actually a sticker on my car. Wild Women Don't Have the Blues.
That's right.
Of course, Ida Cox. She wrote the tune. Yes. Sang it.
But, you know, Gail Storm, that sounds like an actress.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Yes. Now, tell us the story. Hot cup? Yeah. Tell us the story of Gail Storm and how you... actually got to get something from Gail Storm, the original.
Okay, wait a minute. How much time do we have?
Well, you'll have to give us the short version.
Okay, well, first of all, For those of you that don't know, other than the weather reference, that there was a famous movie actress and singer by the name of Gail Storm, G-A-L-E, and I'm G-A-I-L.
Yes.
But my grandma, who never had a daughter, she wanted to have a daughter and named the daughter Gail Storm. But so therefore, my parents, when they had me, they honored her wish, which predated the show. But I have to also tell you that, you know, growing up, everyone always said, oh, Gail Storm, yeah, I love Gail Storm, and the movie actress. And as it turned out, I met someone who was friends with her, used to act with her. He gave me her address. I mean, she did pass away like about 8 years ago. And I wrote to her, and she wrote back saying, to the real Gail Storm, because this is my birth name, and that was her stage name, which, by the way, she won from a radio contest. The name was the winning item.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
Yeah, my fans keep giving me more and more information about Gail Storm. So I have
so
like fan
cool.
Comic books of Gail Storm, albums. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good.
And actually, you know what? This year I decided, because of course I started including some Fats Domino into my repertoire, but she used to sing that song that he sang, I Hear You Knockin'.
I hear you knocking.
Oh, yeah. So, of course, you know, now I'm also doing one of her songs. One of the big things on my list, the big list of things to do, the bucket list, is to work on a cruise ship, because that's what she did.
Oh, cool.
And I think it was the Gail Storm Show.
That is so cool. The Gail Storm Show in the flesh.
That's right.
Well, you know. Who knows what can happen, right?
Yeah, I definitely think it's possible, right?
It is. It is. Yeah. And of course, you're always very busy.
Yeah.
And let's see, you've done a lot of traveling in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Had some interesting times in China, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting. Yeah, we just came back from an art village, which was very interesting, near the birthplace of Taoism.
Wow.
Yes. And then after that, we went to Korea, where I did have some gigs. It was very exciting.
South Korea, I hope.
Oh, yes. We don't want to go. Or I don't even know if we can go to North Korea. You know, let's hope that all gets settled and everybody makes peace.
Right. Exactly. So you've been working on a new CD.
Finally.
And Gary was here yesterday, you know, Shrimp City Slim was here yesterday, and I had it sitting here, and he goes, oh, she got her CD done. And then he looks at it, and he goes, Gail Storm exposed. And he goes, what is the deal with this? Because it's got old piano keys on the picture. He goes, this makes no sense. I was looking for Gail Storm exposed.
Yeah, well, you gotta keep them wanting, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Right, yeah, it makes you kind of open the CD and, well, let's take a listen then.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about this new CD?
Well, first of all, of course, that picture is an exposed piano, exposed to the elements. And it was taken, you know, in South Carolina.
Was it really?
Yeah. So, I used to live in South Carolina, so that it's extra special to me. But anyway.
You taught art. You worked with people on music. You went to school in Greenville, correct?
Well, technically, I was an art therapist. I was the first art therapist in the Greenville hospital system.
That's right.
So I lived in Greenville before they, you know, totally changed it, which is so amazing now. Yes, I continued doing art therapy up north. And of course, I did incorporate music. Somehow, I happen to have a piano in the art therapy studio.
Cool.
When my patients would look at me and say, it's okay, Gail, you can play the piano. And actually, you know, one of the songs that didn't make it on the CD will make it on the next one, because this is almost like an extended LP. I've got 10 songs on here. But the next one, I still have a lot of songs that I want to work a little more on. But one of the songs was motivated on the next CD, was motivated from one of my beloved patients. But anyway, that story is for the next CD. This CD, all right,
yes.
Just staying focused on exposed. The other reason why I chose that title was because this is my first original CD, and it does make you feel exposed, very vulnerable when you're
putting... You feel exposed.
Yeah,
yes.
I do. When you're putting out your own music.
Well, you know, you shouldn't do it naked, Dan. I mean, when you practice in the nude, you are exposed.
Very good, Anne. Yeah, I think we just heard a little exposed from you. I did love that car wash song. Congratulations to all you winners out there.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, so it is, it's an interesting process in writing music and sharing your music.
Right.
So that's what this CD is all about.
Well, you have some very favorite ones on here that you have that say you told me had stories.
Well, I mean, in a sense, they're all like true. There's three instrumentals and the rest have lyrics. Two of the lyrics were written by other people, but pretty much I'm going to speak for them, okay?
Right.
Really, pretty much all the lyrics are truth. However, three of the songs tell very definite stories.
Okay. All right.
Would you like to hear about them?
Yes. That was a setup question. Yeah. Absolutely. I would love to hear about the one about the cell phone blues, because I think the song sounds like something you could relate to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a very contemporary type song. And I left my, I was driving one day. I left my house and I was about 30 minutes away from home. And I realized that I didn't have my phone. Okay, and of course you're not supposed to be.
Did you have withdrawals at that moment?
Oh, yeah. No. Withdrawal. Panic. It was downright panic because, as some of you may relate, the cell phone is like another limb.
Right.
Right. So, and it was too late to turn around. Right. Now, of course, you're not supposed to be driving and fiddling with your phone anyway. Right.
Right.
You know, we're not supposed to text driving and all that stuff. So instead, don't you know, all of the song, it just came to me. And then I had to write it down while I was driving.
Because you had no way to record it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right.
Because when I do have ideas, I record them for later working on. But I had to write them all down. So that's what the song is about. If you listen to the lyrics, they all came to me at once. They flooded me while I was driving. And it was exactly what happened.
You know, isn't it interesting how sometimes you can write a song in 2 minutes, and then sometimes with something else you struggle, and, you know, eventually you may end up giving up on it or take years. I've heard of artists that take years to write a song because they can't get it where they want it to be.
Yeah, it's actually a fascinating discussion that could just go on for hours. But I will tell you what you just said. You know, you said, you can write a song in 2 minutes, or... I don't even call that writing. It just comes. It's like it's a gift. It just comes to you, and then what you have to do is just transcribe it onto the paper. But the other stuff is working on. And I've talked to various people, and I've heard from various famous people that, you know, some of the famous people actually have to sit down and work at it, which you would never know because it just sounds so... You know, like it's
effortless.
Flowing.
Yeah.
I took a writing course one session once, and they said, really, one thing to do is just to sit down like a going to the office and work on writing a song every day. But like I say, I love it when the songs just come to you, and then all you have to do is put on the paper.
Don't you? Because they just kind of come and it just kind of happens.
Yes, and I love that.
Yes, absolutely. Plus, you know, it's a lot easier to make money when they come to you like that.
That's right. It's time is money.
That's right. So let's hear a little Cell Phone Blues. This is from her new CD, Exposed, and it is being debuted right here, right now on WCRS. Pretty exciting. Cell Phone Blues, Gail Storm.
Home without my phone. I felt uneasy, I felt all alone. It was late, I knew I could not turn around. What would I do without the sound of my cell phone ringing, talking, texting, dominating everything? I know, I know, I know. know I'll be alright. Gotta keep on driving, forget about despising the drive without my cell phone. Well, I got to my destination safe and sound without the ringing of my cell phone. I enjoyed the drive, I didn't get lost, despite the flurry of creative thoughts. Without my cell phone ringing, talking, texting, dominating everything, I know, I know, I know I'll be alright. Gotta keep on driving, forget about despising the drive without my cell phone.
Hello? Hello? Or was that the battery dying? I don't know which it was.
It's a cell phone ringing. And you know, what's funny about that is I have an iPhone. And so originally what I did is I put the classic iPhone ring
right
on it. But then I thought, oh, wait a minute, that's probably a copyright infringement. So I kept trying to contact Apple, and they couldn't get back to me whether it was copyright infringement. I thought, well, actually, I think it would be a great advertisement.
Right,
because I'm exactly. not saying anything negative. I'm saying I'm in a friggin' panic.
Right.
But they never got back to me. And then I thought, you know, I'm just going to create my own. So I created a cell phone ring using the bass line that I used in the song.
It's very cool.
Isn't that fun?
You know, it's very cool. And, you know, I think that'll become one of our favorites here on the radio. You know, I have some music I play in my morning shows, and we'll just add that one there because that's a cool one, Gail.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great. So that's one from her new CD, and I guess you'll be playing that tonight.
Sure. Yeah, I played it last night.
Played it last night to rave reviews. You know, one thing about most blues singers is that they are good entertainers. You know, I think you can listen to a CD and you can enjoy the CD, but there is nothing like seeing the artists in person.
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree. Because you know what? The blues, we're telling stories. And I love the stories. You know, that I love it. You know, it's like you're in a movie and you have the scenes in your head and that's what it's all about. You just jump from one story to another story.
Well, and when you're playing, Gail, I got to tell you, you know, she plays the keyboard, and when she's playing, she has all these fantastic movements that are just so, you know, Gail.
Thank you. I'm taking it as a compliment.
It is a compliment. Oh. It's kind of like whether is Extreme Blues a compliment from Gary. That's what he said about my car wash commercial.
I do love that. And that's actually one of my favorites now.
Thank you, Gail.
You're welcome.
Mutual admiration society here.
That's right.
But, you know, just being down here and, you know, it's got to be fun for you. Did you come through Greenville or did you go on the way up? Or?
Yeah, I did. I mean, actually, this has been like so fun. I love coming here. It's like one of my favorite things to do. It's like a blues heaven, like Nirvana, and the people are great. I love it. And now the trip is awesome because I have really good friends that moved to Richmond, so it's right in the middle.
Oh, so you get a stop over there.
Yeah, and with great people. So it's just 7-hour drive there, seven-hour drive to Greenville. I've got really great friends there, so it's just fun.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like having fun?
Absolutely. I think it's great. And I think that if you have not heard Gail Storm before, put that on your list of artists you have to hear. She is going to be at Montague's Restaurant tonight, 8 to 11. She'll be at Polo's tomorrow at 7 to 10. So you are in for a treat when you hear Gail Storm. She is highly entertaining. She's got excellent music. She's debuting this new CD. And, you know, you're very flexible. If somebody wants to hear something, you know, you'll do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. You know, of course, for a blues festival, I'm going to try to keep it mostly to the blues, the classic traditional blues, the boogie woogie, which people love. And please, if you're here, you can get up and dance.
Yeah.
And if for whatever reason you can't get up, you can always boogie in your seat.
That's right.
But then I also do blues jazz, more like in the vein of Charles Brown, which is a sound I really like. Of course, I do classic jazz standards, which I'll steer a little more away from here, because it is a blues festival. But when I do, whatever I play, it's got the blues frame. That's what I do.
That's right. So you are going to just love it. She's got, I think you have, what, 3 CDs out. This will be your 3rd CD.
Yep.
Now, do you have this one for sale?
Of course.
Okay. Just making sure that she's going to have enough on hand, because it does say exposed. You know, Gary sat here, actually, I'm going to tell you the truth, he kept trying to open it. All right.
Naughty, naughty.
You're naughty, naughty. What a story. Anyways, we just played Cell Phone Blues. Now, it looks like we might have time for one or the other. I don't know if we'll have time for both, but you said Move On or 7 Crosses, and you said 7 Crosses was actually what, written by your dad?
Yeah, this is, and actually, it's a really interesting story. I mean, the Move On also tells the story, which every single verse is true, about when I moved, because I was living in Greenville, when I moved from Greenville back north.
Yeah.
Every single verse was true. It was like this, all these horrible things happened to me the first year. And I was like in tears thinking, oh my gosh, was this a terrible mistake? So that's what that song's about. So when you hear it, you know. But I think it would be fun to do 7 Crosses, to play that. Shall I tell you about it?
Yes, tell us about 7
All right,
Crosses.
So, unfortunately, my dad died 2 years ago. And he was a civil engineer, a really bright man. And so he was also artistic. It seems like a lot of engineers have that whole artistic thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he had told me the story that happened to him in the tunnels when he was working in the tunnels under Park Avenue in New York. Because at one point he was like in charge of transportation at the Port Authority in Manhattan. And what was I going to say? I'm getting off track.
7 Crosses.
Oh, so anyway, so he told me this amazing story, and I said, wow, you need to write that down. And then one day he actually delivered it like in a poem, like in verses.
Wow.
And yeah, wow is right. And then I put the music to it. So that's what the song is. And basically what the story is he went down, they were working on the tunnels, and he had a whole crew with him. and the crew had to go set a point. And so my father was standing there alone, and there were like three tracks. And, you know, when you look down the tracks, there's a beams of light from, you know, one wall to another from the signals. And he saw that the light was broken. So he thought that his crew actually went down in that direction, which was the opposite direction that they left. Mm-hmm. He thought that the crew was going to try to, like, you know, scare him, and they were coming up from the other direction and they were going to scare him. But as it turned out, the crew came back from the same direction they left. And my father, you know, mentioned to one of the guys that, oh, I saw, you know, I thought you guys were down there. I thought you were going to play a joke on me. I saw the beam of light. And the guy said, oh, you saw one of them. And as it turned out, there were seven track men that had gotten killed working on the tracks many years before that. And because a train came down and they hadn't been signaled properly. And there were, so the guy walked my father down, and there are seven little crosses carved on the tunnel wall.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so my father wrote down a story about that, and I put it to music.
It's got to be extra special, particularly now that your dad is gone.
Yeah, it's a crying shame I didn't do this while he was alive. I'm sorry.
You know, isn't that always the way, though?
Yeah.
You know, that we always think we're guaranteed tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's true.
When we're not. And so let's play Seven Crosses right here with the one and only Gale Storm. And I understand, warming up out in the bullpen, it's Donald Ray Johnson. Yes, that's right. So y'all just let's listen to Seven Crosses right here on WCRS.
Seven crosses on the tunnel wall. Seven crosses on the tunnel wall. Seven crosses on the tunnel wall. Train came down and killed them all. In the tunnel, cold and black, Gandhi dancers fixing track. Seven went down and none came back. Train came down and killed them. Where's the flag man? Gone to sleep. Duty forgotten in slumber deep. Good men died while he's counting sheep. Train came down and killed them all. Warning whistle, it never came. No one heeds the coming train. Seven men, they're died in vain. Train came down and killed them all. In the dark, their spirits roam. This is the place they now call home. Listen, hear that anguish moan. Train came down and killed them all.
Lordy Gale.
All right, that's a serious one.
That is a serious song. And there's more. We did not hear the whole thing. It goes on. But yeah. Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you're glad to have been able to put that to music for, and I'm sure it very, very meaningful song. So, depressed me. I just want to cry me a river.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song, too.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to, let's see, what are we going to do? I think I'm going to see if I can find something real quick, because we need to, you know me, I kind of like leaving things on a happy note here. So I think what we're going to do, we're going to find one of my favorite songs here. Wild Women.
All right.
How about Wild Women? Let's see if I've got that one here that we can end up with. We do have our next guy that is with us, Donald Ray Johnson. I don't know if you want to stick around with us. You certainly can, but we are going to play Gale Storm and let's see, Just the Blues. Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. One of my favorites, because you know what? It tells you what to do, women. Let's see if I got it here. Got a double click, Ann.
Yeah, I might be taken off, but thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Gary Irwin, for inviting me back, and Greenwood for having me. It's been awesome so far.
It has been awesome. Gale Storm, thanks for being in the building.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wild women don't have no blues. Now when you got a man, don't ever be on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no one man right. I keep 'em working hard both day and night. Wild women don't worry. Wild women don't have no
antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, the one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building. Oh, that's right. We're right back here in the studios of WCRS, and we have a real treasure right here in the building. Donald Ray Johnson won a Grammy while leading the disco band Taste of Honey in the 1970s. He played that. He did that song. What was it?
Boogie, Oogie, Oogie.
That's what I thought you were going to tell me. And I actually happen to have that song right here. For those that don't know this song, I thought we might play a little, kind of give you an intro. What do you think, Donald Ray?
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, you got a great voice. I think we should just listen to you, and maybe I should shut up. All right, no. Let's hear A Taste of Honey. Boogie, Oogie, Oogie. Is that right?
That's it.
All right, let's play it. Oh my God, I remember this song.
I thought you would.
I just had to hear it. Amber's jamming outside there. More fun than is humanly possible right here from the studios of WCRS. I tell you what, thanks for dancing with me here today, Donald Ray Johnson.
You're quite welcome.
That was a lot of fun. You know, that had to have been an exciting time.
Oh, it was.
In history, I mean, and all the things that were going on and soul music and all of this and disco was huge.
It was. It really was.
What do you remember about it that you can tell us about?
Well, you know, there were a lot of things. Of course, the Grammy.
Right.
You know, but like a record charted number one R&B, charted number one pop.
You know, that was pretty unheard of, too, at that time.
Oh, I know. And also, we were the first African-American group to ever win Best New Artist.
Wow. So that was quite a different time. And, you know, we just look back on that time. And, you know, whenever you hear the music, anybody that has just a teeny bit of age recognizes the music. You may not recognize the name of the song, Oogie Woogie Boogie or Boogie Woogie
Oogie. Boogie Oogie Oogie.
But you do remember the music. So you decided to go in the blues, or what happened? What's the history here?
My roots were blues, but long before disco. And after we broke up, after the Taste of Honey situation, you know, disbanded and stuff, I just went back to playing, you You know, and at that time I was in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, and I hooked up with Smokey Wilson.
Oh, wow.
And started from there.
Well, you have had just a fascinating career then.
Yes, I think so.
You know, do you know Mac Arnold?
No,
have you ever heard of Mac Arnold? He was on the original Soul Train. He was a backup player. He lives in Simpsonville, right up the road here. He used to go to Michael Jackson's place and hang out when Michael Jackson and them were first on the air and everything. Oh. And he's got the similar type of story about the things that you just go, wow. He plays, I'll just tell you, he plays the gas can guitar.
Okay.
Okay. That's kind of weird. Yes. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm just thinking gas can. That could be dangerous.
Well, it's not any gas in it, but, you know. Okay. But, okay. So, Donald, just tell us a little bit about, so you started playing the blues, and just kind of tell us a little bit more about you.
Yeah. Well, I'm originally from Bryan, Texas, and I started playing blues back when I was like 14 years old with the two blues bands that were in my hometown. Then I went to the military, got out of the military, lived in San Diego for a year, maybe 2 years.
Were you in the Navy?
I was in the Navy, yes. And then I moved up to L.A. in 72. And then I met Perry Kibble, who was a keyboard player with A Taste of Honey. He was putting together a group, and he said, well, you might not want to play, man, because we've got two girls. You know, one girl plays bass, one girl plays guitar. And I went to his house for the rehearsal, and I stayed. It was that good.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you know, when you look back over your life, you know, what do you ever say to yourself, how was I in the best place at the best time? I mean,
I never asked, like, how. I'm just glad I was.
I know, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it is our successes and our failures have to do with where we're at and what happens. And so many times with artists, you know, it's being, you're asked to fill in, and then your career takes off.
Well, that is so true. You actually nailed it. We tried for 5 years. To get a record deal. We were playing right across the street 6 nights a week from A&M Records. They'd come over and pass on us. All kind of people came to hear the band, passed on us. And the way we got the break, we played a wedding for Smokey Robinson's bass player. His name's Wayne Tweed. He got married, and two doctors saw us at that particular function. And decided they wanted to manage us, and they happened to be fraternity brothers with some more guys who happened to be fraternity brothers with somebody at Capitol Records, and there you have it.
See, and I didn't even know that piece of the story, and here it is right here on WCRS. So what have you been doing the last few years?
I've been touring. I've toured Europe, toured with Maurice John Vaughn. I've done it on my own for the last few years. I have a band in Calgary, Alberta, where I live, and we're just playing the music and having fun with it.
Do you stay up there in the winter?
Yeah.
Being a man from Texas, I find that a little hard to believe, but anyways.
I do, too. After 27 years, I find it hard to believe I'm up there.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I never thought I'd live north of Montana.
North of Montana, yeah. Well, we need to thank you for your service to our country. What did you do when you were in the Navy?
I was a gunner's mate.
Gunner's mate.
Yeah. Moved a lot of ordnance. You know, we were flying F-8 Crusaders, A-4s. We even had A-1 Spads on that. But anyway, we moved around a lot of the ordnance that they had, you know, for that particular aircraft.
Wow. Pretty awesome. Well, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you.
It's been we always appreciate having our veterans, and it's nice. Now, did you play when you were in the military?
No. Well, yeah, I did, actually. I ran into a guitar player, Dale Enders, and we wanted to play the blues, so we found a storeroom.
Should have been pretty good acoustics, huh?
Well, yeah, it was kind of tight and all, but yeah, it was good. The ship pulled into Yokosuka, Japan, and I bought a set of Winston drums. And for $100, and that's what we did. You know, I can't remember if we had a bass player or not. I can't remember.
Can't remember if you had a bass player, but you bought some drums, and did you play the drums? Who plays the drums? Or you had?
I play drums.
Do you play the drums?
Yeah.
What do you play? Any other instruments, or are you the drummer?
No, I use the piano for writing too, but you know, my main concentration was the drums.
You know, we were just talking with Gail Storm, and she writes songs and everything, and we were playing one of her songs about cell phone blues, and she said the song came to her so fast that she just, you know, it wasn't like work. The words just came. She forgot her cell phone, and then this song came to her, and it was like a gift, right?
Yeah.
How do you find songwriting? You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. How do you find songwriting?
She's absolutely right. The best songs do happen like that. You know, you can spend 2 or 3 months going moon, June, spoon. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the best songs are those you can almost just sit down and do it. You know.
You didn't happen to write Boogie Woogie, did you?
No.
No. Because I was going to ask you how that came to you.
I kind of wish I did. But I was, Janice, the bass player, came to me with that bass line at a gig we were playing. And I told her to bring it to rehearsal the following week when we rehearsed, and it took off from there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So do songs come to you like kind of like a gift, like boom, it's all right there, or do you work on it for?
Well, the songs that I have written, they do come like that. Some of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get in a situation with a song, you say, well, no, I think I want to change that. I don't want to say it like that, you know. And then you have the opportunity to change it. You know, there's a song I did, it's called No Guitar Blues, and it was going one direction, and then all of a sudden it switched, and that was because I didn't like what the lyrics were saying, you know?
Yeah. I know. I do a little blues music myself. I've written a car wash commercial that is about the blues, and I had to rewrite it a couple of times to make sure I got it right, but, you know. That's slightly a joke. Gary Irwin told me, and I'm not really sure what this means, that my little song, which is a commercial, is extreme blues. Do you know what that means? I don't know whether that was a compliment or he was panning my song. I'm not really sure. What do you think?
Kind of depends on where your parameters are.
What a political right answer have we heard here today. There you go. All right. Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there. No, I did it in fun for the mm-hmm. blues cruise, and mm-hmm. it's about cruising in a dirty car, and I can't go to the blues cruise in a dirty, dirty car.
Okay.
So my luck is changing, and I got a coupon for a clean, clean car from Frank's Car Wash or something like that. My employees say it's great.
Well, of course they would.
Some of my fans like it too.
Oh,
but
that's
anyway,
good.
Yeah, anyways. Okay. But you are truly a treasure. You have literally just come in from your driver here picked you up in Atlanta, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Did you fly down to Atlanta or were you doing something?
Yeah,
in Atlanta?
I flew down to Houston and from Houston to Atlanta.
Okay, how was the flight?
Well, I've been on a lot of airplanes here recently,
mm-hmm.
and it was no different from any of the others.
Oh, okay.
You know, not enough leg
subpar.
Room.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that sort of thing.
That's right. So then you had to hoof it up here to Greenwood, and that was quite a trip. Now, have you been here to Greenwood before?
No, but I've actually heard of this place. There's a guitar player up in Vancouver, British Columbia. His name is... Mac.
Playing man.
Yeah, the guitar playing man. I'm embarrassed now because I forgot his name, but
yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, and he was telling me about this. He called me back in January. We were talking, and he said he was from here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Wow. How about that? Well, you are in for a real treat here this evening for sure. Tonight, Friday the 13th, You flew on Friday the 13th. You're a brave man. Okay, Friday the 13th. You are going to be at the Mill House tonight from 9 to midnight, so okay. You're going to be rocking it down. They have their own, they make their own beer right there, their own brewery. They'll be having a good time. They got the very good pizza and food down there, so you'll be enjoying that. Saturday, you are on the main stage from 8:15 to 10 o'clock at night. We got a super, it's outside. The barbecue will be wafting in there, and you'll be having a great time there.
Sounds like fun to me.
Absolutely. And then on Sunday, this is a primo deal right here. On Sunday, you are going to be at the Inn on the Square from 11 to 3, playing during the during their buffet.
Oh, okay.
So that's a real, real nice gig right there, too.
Yes.
So you are getting to see some good places right here in Greenwood, and I am so excited to have had you on the show. Boogie, oogie, woogie.
All right, I'll take that one.
Okay, Donald, I can't believe that I'm hearing the person that was part of that and everything and all the good things that you have done. God bless you for coming in and spending a little time with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And I sure hope that you have a blast while you're here.
Oh, we plan to.
You will be connecting with a lot of good people here. And I know you'll have some time to be able to listen to some other great blues while you're here.
Okay.
All right.
He's got some CDs with him, too, in case the people need a CD.
All right. He's got some CDs. I got a few CDs. You're going to be selling at the shows, yes?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have to see about scoring one of these CDs here because I always like to have CDs from the people that I know. So thank you very much, Donald Ray Johnson, a true treasure and a true legend right here in Greenwood, right here on WCRS. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, folks. That's going to wrap it up for me. I am going to be bluesing and cruising out there 7 to 9 tonight live on the radio. So you got to keep us tuned in. We'll be playing music and having a great time. Don't you go away. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.